This summer, I went to a large Christian event. I mean, giant. At this annual event, there are celebrities who speak about their faith to tens of thousands of people who attend. The whole point is to be a draw for Christians, to celebrate our faith, but also for people to invite non-believers to an event where they can hear the gospel. As I was listening to the celebrities, there were many great testimonies. But that's what it was, testimony after testimony. And then at the end, the person tying it all together shared his testimony, and then he led everyone through a repentance prayer, a repeat after me kind of thing. During that last bit, I kind of sat there thinking, where was the actual gospel message? Why didn't anyone share the good news? We heard stories of lives being directed by faith, stories related to God, but no one ever plainly explained who their faith was in. I'm James Check, and this is The Seed. When the early church was growing, the apostles and disciples of Jesus were going around spreading the gospel message. And even then, there was confusion about what this meant. Was it the establishment of a perfect God-led government? No. Was it that there is a heaven? No. Was it a self-help plan to help you get rich? No. The gospel is the story of God's love for us, culminating in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus of Nazareth. Imagine you're at a dinner party, and all night the host is talking about this new investment that they made. It changed my life, they say, and around the table other voices chime in agreement about how it changed their life too. Then someone turns to you and says, are you willing to invest? It's the best thing that will happen to you. I'm not sure, you say. Who is this person? Oh, they're just the best. You'll love them. Okay, well, how much are they looking to invest? All your wealth, every last penny, including all your assets. I'm out. You can't expect me or anyone to make life-altering choices solely based on good reviews. You need assurances. Our faith is not in things unseen. Jesus made himself known to us. The gospel message is the message he came to share. Here's the gospel, the good news, in my own words. We were created in love by a perfect being we call God. But because God wants our love in return, we have free will to choose to love back, to have a relationship. People used to be close to God, but right off the bat, something went wrong. We disobeyed. Since that moment and throughout history, we all struggle with right and wrong, obedience versus sin. When we sin, it offends God, and he has every right to judge us. But he doesn't want to judge us. And since nothing we can do will ever earn God's respect, will ever earn our own get-out-of-jail-free card, God did the unimaginable. He sent his only Son to die in our place. Jesus, a part of the Holy Trinity, God himself, came down to earth and became a human to restore our relationship with God. He did this by living a perfect life as an example for us, left us with witnesses to his teachings, which have been passed down to us through the Bible and the church, and then he was crucified as a criminal, even though he was innocent. His death on a cross was payment for the old law that spelled out punishment for all our sin. His death covers every person who ever lived or will live. And believing in that truth, believing in Jesus and all that he said he was and all that he said was behind what he did, brings us back to God and seals that relationship again. Through acceptance and obedience to Jesus, who is God and speaks the mind of God and shares the power of God with us, we will live forever with him. See, I have lots of stories about what God has done in my life. Powerful, surprising, incredible things. things I'm happy to share. But if you don't know God yourself, they'll just be stories. But to me, it's more and more proof that God loves me. And because He loves me, I know He loves you. God loves you. That's the gospel. Well, that's it for this episode. The Seed is written and produced by me, James Check, and edited by Jessica Check. All the music you heard in this episode are original works by me. If you haven't had a chance, giving me a rating on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts is always greatly appreciated, and you can connect to The Seed through Facebook and Twitter, so stay in touch and leave comments and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. But as always, my request is that you would share this episode with just one person, the person that God is putting on your heart. May God give you more and more grace and peace as you grow in your knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. That's all for now. Thanks for listening to The Seed.